ABC is premiering an ambitious 8-hour miniseries this week documenting the struggle for gay rights from the 1970s to now. It's called When We Rise, and the first episode aired Monday night. Here's Austin P. McKenzie playing a young Cleve Jones who would go on to become an activist. Jones is talking to his father, a Quaker doctor played by David Hyde Pierce.
I have to give a speech in my psych class. The teacher is Mr. Banks.
I know him well.
And we have to pick a subject, and I've come to the conclusion that I would like to speak on something that I know about. So I'm going to be talking about the gay liberation movement.
Well, that sounds like an interesting subject, to be sure.
I'm gay, Dad. I'm gay.
Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And when we hear Cleve Jones being portrayed there, of course, he just came out with a book recently called When We Rise. We talked to him about it right here. But tell us about this series, When We Rise, and how it came to be.
Sure. So Cleve is a character, and we see him as a young man, and we also see him as an older man. He's one of several gay and lesbian characters whose lives are shown. And as we see their lives, we see the evolution of the gay rights movement in America, starting from around the time of the Vietnam War, when Cleve came out to his father, as we heard. And there's another character, a black character, who's a serviceman in the war and has to deal with both racism and homophobia. And there's another character who's a lesbian who wants to be active in the women's movement. But at that time, you know, the National Organization for Women didn't allow lesbians to be part of the group. And we see all of these different lives kind of come together and intersect when they all land in San Francisco at the same time as sort of the gay rights movement starts to take off. And there's all of these characters, except for the older Cleve, who's played by Guy Pearce, they're all played by relatively unknown younger actors. And then there's cameos from people like Rosie O'Donnell and Whoopi Goldberg. And so Dustin Lance Black, if you remember the movie Milk, he wrote that. He wrote this as well. And Gus Van Sant, who directed Milk, directed episodes of this as well. So it has quite the pedigree in terms of high-quality filmmakers getting involved.
Now, Eric, some reviews have said that there are parts of this series that veer too close to being a history lesson and not entertainment. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I would say that's probably the biggest criticism that I could give of it, is that there are lots of times when this feels like, you know, some sort of dramatization, and you can tell that it's meant to teach you something, you know, in all caps. Not necessarily a bad thing, but that is when the story kind of loses its power. And I think, you know, the point of this miniseries is particularly to reach out to maybe younger people to really give them a sense of the roots of the modern gay rights movement. And one of the things that this story talks about really well is this idea that different groups were kind of splintered from each other and almost opposed to each other in a way. I mean, we had people of color who were gay, who were ostracized both by their own ethnic communities and also, of course, faced a lot of homophobia. And then you had gay men who may have, you know, wanted to fight for gay rights, but weren't all that great on women's rights and weren't all that great on the civil rights struggle of people of color. And so this story is also sort of a parable for how all those groups really needed to come together in order to really effectively make change. There's a sense that even though it's a story that takes place in history, there's some lessons for today in it as well.
And what does it say to you that this show is premiering right after we just saw that the Oscar for Best Picture went to Moonlight, which also chronicles the story of a young black gay man?
Yeah, well, I think one of the complaints that I think people have had about a lot of stories about gay people in Hollywood culture, in TV and film, is that it's been focused on white males. It's been focused on cisgendered white males. And so to have a movie like Moonlight come along where it's the story of a young black man who is gay, that is a story we haven't seen much of. And I think what When We Rise also tried to do was tell the story of many different kinds of people who are involved in the LGBTQ community so that we weren't focused just on the travails of the white cisgendered male, which is typically where we've seen these stories told. And it's had other people sort of feel left out from some of the more classic tales about gay culture and coming of age of gay people.
Eric, because we mentioned Moonlight, I just have to ask you, do you think it's possible that that whole Oscar snafu was a ratings ploy to get people to tune into the Oscars next year?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no. Okay. No, I think that was so embarrassing for everyone who was involved that there is no way that happened on purpose. And there's, I, along with many other people, subscribe to the theory that the guy who was supposed to hand Warren Beatty the right envelope was maybe a little too distracted tweeting from backstage and gave him the wrong envelope.
Right. Well, it was an interesting story to talk about. I will put it that way. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks so much as always.
Always a pleasure.